Fatih Nasir Hassan spent 6 days in South Sudan, where she met with communities struggling to cope up with what she describes as a multifaceted crisis. She says the conflict in Sudan has impacted the humanitarian situation in South Sudan, adding that donors must step up efforts to avoid a disaster.
The fighting in the neighboring country of Sudan complicates things even further, as thousands of returnees and refugees arrive daily. During our visit, we have met mothers who have been displaced by conflict and hunger, most of them who fled their homes with nothing except the clothes on their backs. Local communities are selflessly hosting refugees and returnees, even as they struggle to meet their own needs. They cannot alone shoulder all the weights of helping their neighbor and cannot be expected to bear this responsibility alone.
Hassan says South Sudan's government should cut military's budget and invest in agriculture to ensure food security.
The government in South Sudan also has a responsibility to scale up its social protection and invest in agriculture to help farmers cope with climate shocks. Currently, the government in South Sudan spends less than 1% of its budget in agriculture, while its military spending rose by 51% last year. We need to silence the guns and boost agricultural production in South Sudan.
Hassan says her office needs more money for responding to the looming humanitarian crisis in South Sudan.
As Oxfam, we will continue mobilizing all stakeholders to bring relief and sustainable solutions to address the multifaceted crisis in South Sudan. To help save lives now, we need immediate funding to help us scale the response to people of South Sudan, as well as incoming refugees and returnees. Oxfam needs $13 million more dollars to ramp up our humanitarian response. Local organizations must have access to more funding for their crucial work.
She says the fighting in Sudan has interrupted the vital transport, trade route, and important source of sorghum imports across the region. General Lul Rai Kwong, the South Sudan People's Defense Force, when contacted on phone, says he has got no idea about the military budget. Government's spokesperson, Michael McQuay's phone, was not reachable for comments. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.